We welcome you to our weekly one-on-one with head coach Chip Kelly in studio, presented by Gatorade. Coach, hope you're having a great day. And Dallas Week, welcome to your first Dallas Week. What's it been like for you, kind of catching up with your first year in the NFL, the learning curve? Has there been one thing that you would say has kind of been the most surprising or challenging?
No. I mean, you get into a rhythm as a coach. You get a game week and, you know, kind of how it lays itself out in college. It was, you know, immediately in after a game on Saturday, you're in on Sunday, you know, and then you play the following Saturday here. You play a game on Sunday and you're back in on Monday. So from a coaching standpoint, rhythm standpoint, schedule standpoint, it's not much different.
You trailed Tampa Bay at halftime. Wondering, as we kind of get to know you, what do you like in the locker room? How do you treat those 10 to 12 minutes that you have with players?
We don't have much time. You know, we make necessary adjustments. Offense and defensive coaches and special teams coaches meet for about, you know, 5 to 6 minutes and then go talk to your players for the next 2 to 3 minutes and get everybody rallied up, touch our toes, and go back out in the field.
Yeah, there's not much time to make much adjustment or to do anything. You know, you talked early in the summer, once the quarterback kind of the depth chart was established, that you felt like you had two quarterbacks who you could win with. And you've gone out there and you've won with Michael, you've won with Nick. And I know that Michael's been injured, and I know that's not the ideal situation. But given everything that's happened, has it kind of worked out the way you'd hoped it would, in the sense of the way both players have handled the situation?
No, I don't hope for anything. I mean, you just deal with it how it comes, and you hope you have the requisite amount of depth, no matter what position you're playing, to be able to handle injuries, because you understand that injuries are going to happen in this league. And when you only have a 46-man roster on game day, then, you know, to make it through an entire season and not to expect anybody to miss a game or miss playing time is just not going to happen. That's not the nature of this game. It's a physical game. There's a lot of big bodies running around out there, and you're going to have some injuries, and you have to be able to sustain them. So, you know, the team we're playing has got injuries. DeMarcus Ware's down. DeMarco Murray's out. You know, it's the same thing. Tampa Bay had a switching quarterback. So it's not uncommon in this league. You just have to prepare for it. And, you know, we felt going in we had two good quarterbacks. Actually, we feel we have three good quarterbacks. So, you know, you hope you don't have to play all three. You hope you didn't have to play two. But if you do, you make sure, and I think the credit goes to Nick, that he was prepared when his opportunity came.
It seems like all three of those guys have great camaraderie. They believe in each other. They trust each other. They listen to each other. They respect each other.
They do. They're great teammates, you know, and I think our team is like that. You know, I think they're built on, they understand that the mission, so to speak, is to win the football game on Sunday, and it's going to take a lot of people to contribute to that. No one's more important than the other, but everybody's extremely important. And I think they all understand that, and they're all pulling for each other. And ultimately, at the end of the day, we all get judged on whether we win or lose.
Chip, we only see what happens on Sundays, on game days, the fans, but you put a lot of work into it during the week. You put a lot of preparation into your game plan. Do you put together a script for the first 15 plays or so?
No, we just script situations. So, you know, what's going to happen on first down, and, you know, do you get the third and short? Do you get the third and medium? How quickly do you get into the red zone, or how quickly are you backed up? So, you know, you can't script where you're going to get the ball. You know, your defense may create a turnover on the first play, and your first call may be on the 5-yard line going in. You know, and you may have thought, hey, our first play of the game, we're going to go deep. Well, there's only 5 yards to go. You know, so I think we work very meticulously each week on the individual situations that occur during the game, and then we let the game unfold.
You've been able to really utilize DeSean Jackson, his talents. He's had a great first 6 games. He moves everywhere around the formation. Is that an unusual trait in a wide receiver, or do you look at every wide receiver and try to move that receiver around?
No, I think it's just he's got a unique skill set, and you don't want to always just leave him in one spot where everybody knows where he is. But, you know, I think the credit goes to DeSean is his ability to grasp. He's a really, really smart receiver, and he can play multiple positions for us. And be effective in multiple positions for us. So, you know, some guys are just inside guys, some guys are just outside guys. I think he's a combination of the two, and, you know, it's fun as a coach when you have a player like him that you can move around.
Is it because he's got the intelligence as well as the ability to get down the field on the outside? And
yeah, he's got it all. Obviously, you want your outside receivers to have speed and be able to stretch the defense, but you also the picture that you see as an outside receiver, you just see the corner all the time with maybe safety help over the top. When you get inside, you know, the picture's a lot different. You know, you got nickels covering you, you got linebackers in there, you got defensive linemen dropping out when there's zone blitz, and the traffic pattern's a little bit different as an inside receiver than it is as an outside receiver. But it takes a guy that's got, you know, a high football intelligence to be able to play both positions, and and also a certain amount of skill set. You know, it's a combination of all those things when it comes to Deshaun.
On the defensive side of the ball, I look at your cornerbacks and Bradley and Carey and Brandon. All of them, they're really scrappy. They don't back down. They're physical. I mean, is that kind of the things you're seeing from that group?
Yeah. You know, I think as a whole, those guys each week have shown improvement. You know, Fletch played really well against the Giants, then came up with a huge pick against Tampa Bay. You know, he's maybe getting a little bit more balls thrown his way, but he's really responded very well. Brandon Boykin's done a great job in the slot. And Kerry's done a really good job on his side. So I think, you know, we're starting to get to where, you know, we got three core guys back there. They get in a feel for each other. We're getting a feel for them. So, you know, it's obviously a work in progress over there, but we're getting better on a weekly basis.
It's Sunday in Tampa. The Eagles in the fourth quarter take a lead. Tampa Bay gets the ball back. Eagles defense needs to come up with a stop, and Connor Barwin has the big sack on third down. Great three and out series from the defense. How important, from a confidence standpoint, was it in the fourth quarter to get a big stop like that for that group?
That was huge, but I think the tone was set on the first play. You know, they came out in heavy personnel, and we're going to try to run the ball and get the ball moving a little bit, and we got a great push from Sed Thornton at the point of attack, and then Fletcher Cox twisted around, and Earl Wolf came off the backside and made a huge play, you know, to put him in a negative situation on first down, so that when we got to third down, it was third and long, and we got an opportunity, got a line twist, and got great coverage on the back end. You know, sacks are usually a byproduct of both things. Guys are covered, so the quarterback doesn't have anywhere to throw the ball. And then we got a great push up front, and Connor did a great job. And, you know, to go out there, and I think that's why we talked about it really being a team win. When you go out there and we score like we did to go up 28-20, and then our defense goes on the field and forces a three and out, you know, it really was both sides of the ball contributing to that victory.
Chip, six games in, do you feel like you have a complete understanding of what your players are capable of doing, or is it something that kind of keeps evolving?
It'll always keep evolving. You'll never, you know, I don't think you ever completely understand, because I think everybody continues to grow. So, you know, where they were in week one and where they were in week seven will be different, because some guys grow differently. Other guys, you start to see them, you know, a little bit faster than the next guy, and you know, that's part of what it is. Everything's a daily evaluation for us.
Nick Foles, another big game for him. Can I talk about maybe where you think he's grown the most since you've had a chance to work with him, in terms of just his skills, mental approach, everything?
Yeah, Nick's been trained and treated himself like a starter since he's been here, and you know, was always the proverbial chin strap away from being a starter. And I think that's a credit to Nick in terms of his preparation and what he's done. You know, he's smart, he's intelligent, he sees the field really well, he makes really good decisions with the football. What Nick did in the Giants game and what Nick did in the Tampa Bay game wasn't a surprise to any of us that have been around him.
Offensively, Dallas really has been very potent early. What elements do you see from the Cowboys that make them so explosive?
A lot of weapons. You know, got an outstanding quarterback in Romo, and then, you know, when you throw the fact that he's got one of the best tight ends in the league in Witten to throw the ball to, and then you got Dez Bryant, and Williams is playing really well. Miles Austin's is hurt a little bit, but I think they've got a couple weapons to go along with Dez. Dez may be the best receiver we'll face so far. Obviously, Witten's an outstanding tight end. So he's got a couple different guys. You just can't say, hey, we got to take one guy out, we'll double him, and then we'll be good everywhere else. Is that, you know, you got to move him around. And they give you a lot of different looks. They're going to be in a lot of empty. They're going to let Romo call a lot of things at the line of scrimmage. And he does such a great job of not only getting the ball to his playmakers, but then keeping plays alive with his feet, you know, and he can extend the play. And that's usually when big plays occur. So, you know, we got to be disciplined in our rush lanes and create pressure on him. But we also have to be really aware of his receiving core, and I think they're outstanding.
It's not just offense and defense for Dallas. They're special teams, big, big plays all season. What's the key to limiting that explosiveness?
Yeah, got an outstanding returner, had a punt return for a touchdown against the Redskins, also had a 90-yard kickoff return in the same game. He's a vertical guy. He gets up the field extremely quick. I think a lot of it has to do with their personnel. They're very athletic and fast on the defensive side of the ball, so that usually translates to being fast and athletic in special teams. And they spend a lot of time on it, and they got a real good special teams coach. And so, you know, we think that's going to be a huge matchup for us this week.
Chip, we thank you for coming in. Good luck on Sunday. Chip Kelly in studio, presented by Gatorade, one-on-one here on PhiladelphiaEagles.com.